Wake Up Call Sports Wrap with Peter Walsh.
Yes, it is indeed. Peter Walsh, good morning to you. Welcome.
G'day, Robbo. Hello in Doha. If you're picking up Robbo's call in downtown Bendigo, you little beauties, combatants with the Socceroos, and they were up against Peru at the end of extra time. We didn't know what was going on, but we knew it was five shots per country to decide who would take the next step. And when the Australians, Robbo, missed the first, you were lower than the footprint.
Yeah, well, look, I must admit, you know, and I've learnt this through my son, that a lot of people say, oh, the pressure on the goalie. There's not a lot of pressure on the goalie because most people expect them not to make the save. And therefore, when we went 1-0 down, I thought, well, we're, you know, to use a good old Irish term, we're banjaxed. but we weren't. And just shows the confidence, the faith that you have to have as an elite sportsman.
True. And we all then became regular and realistic Socceroos fans, and would thousands of people around the country who'd be so thrilled. And I felt for the Peruvian, Slavo Vintic. He had to score with his last attempt to lock it in again and take it further than what it's been. He missed, and the red man, Andrew Redmayne, the goalkeeper who jumped from side to side, he blocked. He was absolutely ecstatic. Not so much, I would suggest, as Graham Arnold and Matt Ryan, the coach and the captain. And it was ballistic stuff. Even if we've only got three people in the studio here. Amelia, who makes coffee. You perform brilliantly behind the microphone. And Australia are through to the next round of the World Cup. They have beaten Peru, and they've beaten them 5-4 on penalties. What a way to start the day, if you don't mind.
Yes, I know. It's fantastic. It certainly is. Hey, let's turn our attention to the other big sports on the weekend, and in particular local footy and netball as well. What do you got, Pete?
Well, in terms of local football, what we've got is we've got Gisborne by a lot. They now still remain unbeaten. They're on top of the table with 36 points, and they just continue to dominate. They thrashed Eaglehawk 14-16-100 to Eaglehawk 5-7-37. That was the major result. In the world of netball, pretty tight game between Kyneton and Maryborough, Kyneton winning by 3 goals. That was a big result. But the other footy news was, let's give credit to the man when he played football for Melbourne, was called Reverend, and that was Neil Danaher.
Yeah.
Well, he had his flock at the MCG yesterday, 76,059. He stood there. There were some brilliant shots taken of him. The man can't speak anymore.
No.
And he looked at those that had got the blue beanies on, and it was breathtaking to see the journey that he has undertaken. Unfortunately, Robbo, you're a sensitive person. We know where the finish line is for Neil Danaher. Yeah. But yesterday, the only thing that didn't happen that he would have been disappointed in, I think, was the fact that Melbourne couldn't win. $6.5 million raised. That's, of course, with the government tipping in four. We don't know whether this beast, and what a way to call it. Mm. That's what it's called. Whether or not that can be sorted, we don't think so. But well done to Neil.
I'd say I reckon you've got to have a bit of positiveness there because, you know, there was a time when we didn't think most types of cancer were curable, and we found the way through that. It's going to take time, it's going to take money, but hopefully, you know, that is what happens.
Yeah, a big result too, a massive result for Collingwood to beat Melbourne.
I mean, the D's, crisis mode, you think? Like, you know, you look at the Stephen May thing, you look at, so there's obviously, that's got to cause some friction within the group, and all of a sudden, three on the trot. I don't know who they're playing this coming week, but
well, they've got the bye, thank goodness.
Oh, right, okay.
But what about this for a trivia question, Robbo? And I know that we banter off air, and I think other people call it BS, but we talk a lot about what's going on. The top of the table now, Brisbane Lions are on top.
Yeah.
In second spot, the Dockers. In third spot, Melbourne, who 3 weeks ago hadn't lost a game in 17 in a row.
Yeah.
Have they got the speed wobbles? No, no, not yet. No. Let's not get too carried away.
Oh, I reckon they have.
Can I just throw in, Fergus Browning won the Dean Memorial Tour in cycling. That was a wonderful result. So much sport happening. And the big NBA continues this morning. We've got another final featuring, and that comes up with the Celtic and the Warriors at 11 o'clock.
The other thing I wanted to mention too this morning, Bailey Smith. This is an interesting one in terms of, nobody condones what he did, but we know he's had mental health issues, and he had time off during last year as a result of that. Now, if indeed he has cleaned up his act since last year, and this was historic issues that happened in the off-season, how much do we punish him?
Look, that's a very tough question to answer. He's someone that we love to see play the football because he's dragging Western Bulldogs supporters to every game. Mm. He's out there. He's an iconic performer. He does everything that you want him to do. If he's got issues with mental illness or he's struggling, we need to surround him with support. We need to be able to continue to fire positives in his direction. At the moment, it's a wonky trip for a very, very talented young man. Let's hope we can get through it.
Yeah, because I think if it, you know, it all turns the wrong way now, it could actually exacerbate some of the issues that he's had in the past, because he must be under enormous pressure now. But
a lot of things we don't know about, Robbo. We find out when, like a quality news person like yourself, you give the information out over the radio waves, but what's happening out there that we don't know, and we can only, if we do find out, put our arms around the persons concerned.
Yeah, indeed. Peter Walsh, thank you very much.
I'm tired now.
I know.
Straight one, I dare, then it's Andrew Redmayne, you star!
I've bloody played 90 minutes of soccer. Jeepers creepers.